İzbe izlemeler. Yani one part of taste is left. So what we managed to get through the whole suga is we saw here Machlekes at the beginning of the suga where the Eved Avadim have a din of Karka and Metaltelin. Ibn Nachman go on Mishnah that showed that Eved is a din of Metaltelin. We thought it was Machlekes Tanoim. We said no Machlekes Tanoim. That was basically what the beginning part of the suga was. The second half of the suga was the Gabe. Whether you can be koina and eved by being koina karka, and there we saw you're only able to be koina and eved through karkas if the eved is on the karka. The Gemara said if you hold avdik metaltelin, we understand that because kinyan agav won't work with an eved since he's running around, he has his own das. Kinyan agav won't work unless the eved is on the karka. If you hold the evidence by cow, why should that be? She will say you're going to one cow, and you're going it elsewhere anywhere you like. I said, no. She will say that about cow that's fixed, the cow that moves. You can't be going to that cow unless it's on this cow. That was the. It's nice to be able to sum up the whole Gemara in a minute, but that was what we spent some time on. So one thing we saw in Tesis was that Rav Nachman that holds that Eved's din of Metartelin wasn't across the board. It was only by Derabon and Halachas. By Prusbul, Kinyan Agav, that's where he holds, he's got din of Metartelin. But not the Gabi Dinim, which are derais. So if you ask him, the Gabi Kinyan Chotze, let's say, is an Eved got din of Karka Metartelin? What would be the answer? Should be karka, because kinyachotz is deraisa, kinyagam is derabanan, kinyachotz is deraisa. And who are they? If you ask him, according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds that if you do a kinyan in one karka, you're kinyan other karkois elsewhere. If you ask Ibn Nachman, does the Eved have a din of karka metaltelin regarding that? What would you say? Karka, because Shmuel's din is a din deraisa. So Avada would have a din of karka. That means. If you go according to Tesis, it's only by Kinyan Agav, first of all, that's where Shmuel holds, I'm not going to hold his dinner, but not by any derisa halachas.
Why should he make a distinction? Does he speak it up?
Well, he says, I found the Mishnah by Prusbul where you find it. And Prusbul's a din derabanan. So I see this chiluk by them. But he's masking by derisas, it wouldn't be like that. Right? Is it like Tosfos points out, like, I'm mean, not sure which of the races is made of a mixas. Somebody made of a mixas on Kalka, he doesn't have to make a shvur. Made a mixas on money, you do. Right? So I see that by the races, we've got din of Kalka, oh, and by Eved, the din is that made a mixas on Eved doesn't have a din of no shvur. So you see, he's got din of Kalka. But I definitely find that I wouldn't have a lochus of Kalka. And yet we find a principle that if it doesn't have a din of karka, how can we reconcile them? So it says Rav Nachman to Stasis, there's a chiluk between a deraisa and a derabanan. Chazal treated avodim, they got but their kinyanim is metatah.
Maybe, but why does that advice of the principle and the agav give you a right to not call them karka and also be calling them metatah? Maybe call them karka and ID. Why you change? If you agree that it's called karka b'deraisa, why are you jumping to the other side and saying it's metaltelin? Just like we give an answer to calling it karka 90, you just call it karka 90. So that's why it doesn't work over there. But to say all of a sudden it's called metaltelin, you're not giving me a really good reason to call it all of a sudden
I
metaltelin.
think maybe you're just semantics on what you're saying now because kinyan the halacha is by kinyan agav works. We do kinyan on karka, you're kinyan metaltelin. And by Eved, it doesn't work. If you do Kinyan on the Eved, you're not Kinyan Metaltelin. So if you're going to tell me that the reason is because it's moving, then you're basically saying another word for Metaltelin. Because you haven't really, you're saying, well, this type of karka, you can't work.
Can't call it metaltelin. I say you're saying
Okay.
it's the karka. So I have to give it a different reason. Why call it metaltelin? With the rice that you hold and you admit, according to those,
Yeah,
it's
well,
called
the rice
karka.
is good
Oh,
karka.
no, the Rabban is metaltelin. Well, okay, so give me the spark. Why isn't the Rabban called metaltelin?
Because into the moose, because I didn't give it a din of karka. Right. That's the I'm asking you, it's semantic what you're saying. You're saying I'll call it Kaukabet, since it's movable, it's got the same halachas as metaltli. Right, okay, so that's what we're saying. Metaltli, it's got the like metaltli.
Doesn't have the status of a full-fledged karka to be able to peg
Meaning it's got the halachas of metaltli into that.
the full angle.
Well, there's two things. We know karka you can't do kinyan and metaltli you can't. That's what we know.
No, but we also said it's karka. We came up with this
Yeah,
name called
and then it
karka.
works, but it just has to be on it at least. But by Eved, Kinyan Agav won't work bechlal. Whether it's on, off, doesn't make a difference. So, okay, so you'll say, Pshat, it's Karka. But it's Karka that moves. And Chazal said, although Karka that moves, there's no Shvu on it. Shvu is because it doesn't exist. But Karka that moves, Kinyan Agav won't work. Okay, so you're saying it's got Malacha of Metatlin. It might be Karka, but it's got a lot of Metatlin regarding Kinyan Agav, regarding Kinyan Pruzvah. But regarding Shvu, it's got a lot of Karka. So we're saying the same thing, it's just pure semantics.
In the middle when I went animal, as you said, we mentioned before that Karka has to be like Aaron Mitzvos in order to become a Kenyan.
That's even if you hold kin. That's even if you hold that Avonah Karka.
That's if you hold a Havdil Karka,
Right.
right? And we apply that to a Kenyan Agav. Do we apply that also in Shmuel's Kenyan? Because Shmuel uses, right, in Shmuel's Kenyan, we also have the Sokka. Are we applying the same din there, or is it kind of even?
No, there is same. Dinushul is applicable, but there needs to be some element of chibur. And the element of chibur is going to be that's going
It's
on.
not because, of the.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the that was the what came out from Tosis that although Reb Nachman holds that Avodah Din of Metatlin, that's only regarding Dinei D'Rabbanan. Dinei D'Raisi has got Din of Karka. So now we're holding in the middle of Tosis. Middle of Tosis with Beis on the Aleph. Now I'm going to start the Tosis again. Just read it through, so it should be one flow. And Ano Masnisi Yedano. Right, I know I, who's I? Reb
Nothing.
Nachman, very good. Masniso, I know A.
Mishnah.
No.
Raisa.
Right. I know Brisa. I know Brisa. Yeah, done, I know. Right, I know Brisa. Avagav, the Bekamaduchtin, says, there's a question. I mean, do you know Brisa that says, God, then Avagav, the Bekamaduchtin, several places, Ashkechon, we find, Dechem, Oi, Domi. That the Avodim have a din like Karka. No, Shvuo. In these cases, we find that they have a din of Karka. Emery says, the real answer that question. Here, Rav Nachman is referring to things of Drabono. For instance, Ligvois Miyasmi or Melukuchois, to claim from Yisoyim, the claim from Melukuchois, the claim from Melukuchois in Yisoyim, which is only a din Drabono. Then you hold Avonim of a din of Metatlin. Why is there any din to Avonim? Because he holds Sova Shibud is Lav D'Raisa, and therefore it's only the Rabbonon. Shibud, the chiyuv that my property is Meshubit, is a lien to the people that lend me money, is only a din de Rabbonon, and therefore the fact that the Malvis got right to take the property is only Drabonon.
Hello.
And so Avodim have a din of metal. Yeah.
When he says Elo immediately there were abundant veligvos.
No, Midrabono, Kono.
So
And now he's going to give an example, the list of them.
why does it start off with Vav? I mean, when I was reading that originally, when we first came to this, I just want to know, does he always often do this? I would have thought abundant.
Yeah.
And then we go into examples, say something about
Right.
example. But it sounds like very divorced. It's like two separate things. Something like,
No.
neither are abundant.
And to
Divorce.
claim from the Kutlois is only Drabonon. I'm telling you it's only about Drabonon, and to claim from the Kutlois in the same room is only Drabonon. Right? The Ligvois, Miyas, Miyas, is only Drabonon. Drabonon. He holds that is only the Rabbonon, and therefore you're only able to claim him a Rabbonon. So that's one example, Ligvois, Miyasmi, of the Kuchois. Another example, in Yeprusbul, it's only Rabbonon. Kinyan Agav Davinam Jar Bonon. All those, that's where Rav Nachman holds that volume of a din of Mitatlin. We call the Ori Mitzurois and the Bosuk of Ori Mitzurois is a Bosuk. How can you tell me it's Jar Bonon? Kinyan Agav Jar Bonon is a Bosuk. Terence is a Smachto Ba'almahi. It's an Asmachto. It doesn't really have the status of a biblical halacha.
Much sure that we can, we would consider sometimes things that are not from Nach as the Raisa.
It's a very good question. Some Asmachto is definitely true, although it's learned out from our pasuk. Sometimes the psukim will just be megadeth something in the Torah. For instance, Shen Regel, remember? That teaches us what Mishilach means. So definitely true that sometimes Sukkim in the Novi can be there as a gilui to us, to teach us, explain to us what the Torah says.
But it's not the source of the Torah of the day, it's just explaining what words you mean.
Right.
It's always Mishmata.
What do you mean? No, I just said that sometimes Mishilach, for instance, is you can use Novi to explain to us what the Torah meant.
It's also
it's not really a smachta, this is the Gilu.
It doesn't create a chiyuv.
It doesn't create a chiyuv, it's just explaining what the Torah meant. That you can have. There's also in a smachta itself, there's different levels of a smachta, and there's a ritva about it.
But rather than why is he pointing this out? It seems to be because he's saying you would have asked on me a question and said, oh, but this is
you did ask, right? It's a pasuk.
So that means that there are cases where now you would be you can learn how to interpret Raisa things from another.
Nachon.
What he's saying?
Yeah, that's what you would have thought, right? The pasuk says that you see that's what he did. So it's a gilui. For instance, where do we learn chalipin from? Kinyan chalipin. Where do we learn kinyan chalipin from? Kinyan chalipin deraisa derabonon deraisa. So where do we learn it from? This is learned that from Rus. It says that when Pliny Amoini was Boaz wanted to sell the land of Elimelech to Pliny Amoini, he said, "Take off your shoe and give it over." That was Kinyan chalipin. And the pasuk says that this is always how they did kinyan. So it's higher with you. It's a pasuk in Novi. It's not a pasuk in Torah. It's a pasuk being made. This is how they did Kinyan Chalipin. So it shows that. And from here's a makor Kinyan Chalipin. So this is the derais type of Joshua which we learn out from the pasuk. And this is a very similar thing. Mm-hmm. Here we see. What was the story? He was magnet him kauka and matonis agar. Sounds like this is what he did. So you could have thought it's derais similar to Kinyan Chalipin. Mashallah. It's only a smachto, and it's only a din d'rabbanan. How did Tosfos know it's only a smachto? Well, we have to, because we're stuck otherwise. Because we know that the d'raisa lochis, it's got din of karka. So we have to say kinyan agav is d'rabbanan, and that's the answer. What do you do with this pasuk? It's only a din d'rabbanan. Agav, it's only a smachto. Okay, now, next part, please. This we didn't know. Oh, come on. Now, Tosfos has this kasha. The come on the Ke'oma. Later on the Omud, the Ke'oma, Lahach Lishna, the Oma, Avdo Kemekakoi Domi, Lomeli Omdu Mesoich. Remember what that meant? The Gemara at the end of the Omud said that we had two braises. One braise said, if you're Koina, if you did a Kinyan on Karka, you're Koina Avodim. And one braise said, if you did a Kinyan on Karka, you're not Koina Avodim. What's the answer? The answer he gave was that it's owned in Besechel. Fred the Gemara, that's all very good if you hold Evitz Kimetartani. Then I understand why it needs to be owned in Besechel. If you hold Evitz Kakauka, and Shmuel says you can be going in one place, you can in another place, so why should it be owned in Besechel? That's what the Gemara said. Fred Kaisers, I'll say this kasha, everyone has to have this kasha. Even if you hold Evitz Kimetartani, you have this kasha. Everyone has to hold to this kasha. That if you hold Kenyan Karkois is Dereisa, Shmuel is Kenyan is Dereisa, Evan's got a dinner with Dereisa. So why did it have to be Oim Din Mesoicho? That's Dereisa's kasha. But Dereisa, the Kama to Kama, Lahak Nishna. Later on, what the Gemara said, Lahak Nishna the Oma, I'm just quoting Gemara, so I don't need to translate it. Lahak Nishna the Oma, Av Dokim Karkoi Domi, Lomali Oim Din Mesoicho, that was a quote of the Gemara. Even according to the Mandama Kimitatli Domi, have a Motzi Lemifir, we could have asked the same question. Even if Olav Nachman, the Avodah Avadin of Kimitatli, they only said it by Drabonos, not by Dereisa. It's only considered Mitatli in regarding Drabonos. So we could have asked the question anyway. Start a kasha. Why do you need Oim Din Mesoicho? We have a steer in the brace. The only answer we gave was Oim Din Mesoicho. Why do we need Oim Din Mesoicho? Evan is a din of Kalka. Shmuel told me, you're going to be going to one Kalka here and you're getting another Kalka elsewhere. Hello. Answers thesis. Hello, you're right. We could have asked it stronger. But love occupied Shapi. It was a good Kasha. We had a Kasha anyway. Metadlin, we could understand. Kalka, we got a Kasha. So we could have, we have this good Kasha anyway, and therefore.
Better kasha?
That means even if you're old metal, we still have this kasha. What the Gemara said, what are you going to say? Every metal, you understand it. You don't understand every metal either, because Kinyan Agav also doesn't have to be on it. So even if you're old metal, we have the same kasha. So the Gemara could have turned around. It's true. The Gemara could have said that even if you hold every metal, this kasha is shred. But the Gemara asked basically the same question. How? Even if you don't live in the top, then you have this kasha shem. Why does it have to be on it? Kinyan Agav, you can be kohen even if it's not on it.
Better kasha? Or a shop?
Not better.
Shopper means it's better?
No. Well.
That's how shopper means?
Yeah. Shopper means well.
Please translate these words, this phrase of Ela de Melav
Hachi. Ela de Melav Hachi. Ela Bat. Anyway, regardless, Parak Shapi the Gemara asked well. I mean, the Gemara anyway asked on this side if you hold Eved is Kimetatli, anyway had the cash. So,
we would have been able
not
to
so bothered.
This is a common phrase, right?
Yeah, sure.
We would have been able to derive the same maskara if it had asked based on the Dereisa.
We should have been able to, yeah.
Even
yeah.
without this, it asked well.
Yeah, but now Hoki Parish Shapi. Even without this answer, Parish Shapi, it asked well. Ayalev is asking a very deep question, a very honorific way of expressing it, that had we not had this Kiddush of Kinyan Agav, would we have been able to still say this Kiddush of what we're saying on Shmuel? Like, Kinyan Agav, we know really you're Kohen if it's not on. But yet we saw here, you're Kohen in the Eved only if it's on it. Why? Because although Kinyan Agav generally you can, but in Metadli denied you can't. That was one Chiddush which we learned in Agama. Another Chiddush we learned is like the Shmuel's din, if you're going to Karka here, you're going to Karka there, that's only applicable by Karka, that's fixed, by movable items, that has to be on it. That was the second din which we learned. Is the second din, did we learn the second din only because of the first din? Means because you mechadish das by Kinyan Agav, now I understand we can say this chiddush in Shmuel. Well, they're two independent chiddushim mechlam. Kinyan Agav is one din, and Kinyan Shmuel is a different din. Are they connected or not?
Well,
Ayalev is asking if they are connected, then it's not the belav hachi parak shapi. Well, it doesn't matter that we said metatlin because anyway we've got a good cast in metatlin because we had to be talking about metatlin because we had to be mechadish this chiddush of Kinyan Agav in order to move on to the next stage. So are they connected one to another? That's the question which I really was asking. Could we say the Chiddush of Shmuel without knowing the Chiddush of Agav? Shmuel's Mechadish, although you're kind of Karka here, you're kind of Karka somewhere else, we want to be Mechadish and say that's only on Karka that's non-movable. The movable Karka has to be on it. You want to make that Chiddush? Could you make that standard on Chiddush stand up one day, basically, and say that Chiddush? Or do you need some support from somewhere else to be to substantiate that Chiddush? What would be the support? Kininagav. The Yisik Kininagav works even if it's not, but by if it's metadlin, now I'm moving, it has to be on the karka. Are they connected or not? They're not related.
One to Rabban, one to Raisin.
Yeah, Nachon. One to Rabban, one to Raisin.
You use the Rabban to support the Raisin.
Right, Gedor, Nachon, no connection, Mechlal, right? Just in the Lashon of the Gemara is very much mashma, they are connected. If you look at the Gemara says, what are you going to say? You're going to say this. I'll tell you, Shani Karka. Also, Rashi says that. Now that you're forced to say this, explain Kinyan Agav. You can now say also by Kinyan Karka, Kinyan Shmo. In the loss of the Gemara.
Now you can say it, or now that you answer this way, I'll answer you the same way. I'm sure.
Yes, I'm saying really.
Because you answered me. I could have answered it anyway like that, even without
you,
the original question. I'm just saying.
When the Gemara asked the Kasha, so when the Gemara asked the Kasha, this whole Tamich was really not necessary. All we could have just answered that the Karak is not moving. Right? That's all we have to answer. Yeah. So there's a lot of Arichas based on Agav. I saw a whole bunch of Achin that asked this Kasha. Really, he didn't need it before. It's a standalone din, like we all want to say. It's a standalone din. Can't learn from Drabbanos to Dreis. It's a standalone din. Anyways, that's the answer to your question. Answer is really, it's a standalone din. For some reason, the Gemara didn't make it as a bet. Okay, that's the end of Tesis as far as we're concerned. Means the end of Tesis was we had a kasha that you hold the Evans of Yodin of Karka, if it's Teresa. So why did the Gemara bring in about Metatlin? It's not relevant. We hold the Evans is the Gabesh Shmuel. And why did the Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, say that if you hold his Karka, then it's difficult. If you hold the Metatlin, it's okay. It's not true. Even if you hold a metatlin, it's really karka because it's dreis halacha. So Tosfos says it doesn't matter because even on the tzad we had metatlin, we had that kash, we had a kash. So it's not the end of the world. The Gemara said this nusuch because as long as we leave it shver, it's okay. That's the point. Yeah, as long as you want to say everybody's got dinner metatlin, no, it doesn't have a dinner metatlin because it's anyway different because even metatlin should be able to be kohen if it's not on it. There's a one and last part of the end of Tesis, which is from elsewhere in Shas, where we find there the Gemara's got a discussion if evidence didn't karka or metatlin. And Tesis wants to know how does that fit in with what Reb Nachman says over here. And the answer to that is that it's a completely different sugya. It's just a loshon b'nei odom. How do people relate? If I sell you something, so I'm telling you, I'm sending you karkois. When I say I'm sending you karkois, I don't mean halachic karkois. I mean what I'm thinking. If I'm telling you, I'm sending you all the karkois I own, what does that mean? Does it mean I'm sending you, obviously it means sending you houses and fields. Does it mean also sending you avodim? And that's the Mosgal Shaila there. Does avodim have the status of karka or metatlin? And that's nothing to do with halacha. That's to do with what the das of Bnei Odom is. How do people relate to avodim? Do they relate to them like karka or like metatlin? Meaning even if, let's say, avodim have a din of karka, but maybe people relate to avodim as metatlin. That's the shayla of the Gemara there. So I'll just read it through just to finish off the Tosfos, although it's one of those Tosfos that we don't really have in our syllabus. Now what the Gemara was trying to deduce in the Peyek HaMeches HaBayis, I avdek metatli domi, oike mekakori domi. They were trying to deduce whether avodim have a status of metatlin or karka. And they were learning out from the Mishnah there that says if a person has avodim, and he said, I'm sending you all the karka I have, then the eved is also sold. Kulam mechuin, also eved is sold. So the Gemara wanted to deduce from there that avodim have a status of karka or otherwise, the Gemara had two diukim there. And also, the same Gemara is brought in Perek Mishemes. Kabe Metatlin Leploini.
It's Maisi.
It's bought. Maisi Lof. It's bought.
Maisi Lof.
Yeah, that's right. It is bought. Nami. Also, Perek Mishemes. Kabe Metatlin Leploini. I'm giving over my tatlin in two ploini. There also the Gemara discusses whether ever there's din of kark on a tatlin. Loi shaychoch klal has no relevance to here. Was not connected to here. Why? Why not? The hasam beloshem b'nei adam tanilan. That is dependent on what people call. How do people call it? Loshem b'nei adam. If I'm sending you, I'm sending you something, it means what I'm thinking when I'm saying it. So what do people call it? Do people treat an evidence kark or metadlin? Nothing to do with here. Here we're talking halachic shayla. Kinyan agav is an evidence kark or metadlin. Nachkimin of kinyan agav. Nothing to do with your what you meant when you said the words. Oh, that's the last part.
It's not really.
Because he had a kasha. This type of kasha is because he knew shas elsewhere. And what's the Gemara here discussing with the Abba Mevikarko Metadlin? And it's Machlik Samarioim here. And we're trying to bring it right from Brises. The Gemara there seems to have this shayla.
Yeah, but it doesn't conclude there.
No, it doesn't bring this Gemara in the Chlal.
So over there in the other Gemara, there's no conclusion.
No.
So Tosos was suggesting that why be done through doing the same shock of the tie here that you go over there?
Why is
because it's not relevant or what is
in our Gemara, we were willing to say, well, first of all, we're saying that by Dereisis is definitely a din of karka. And then the Gemara decided about it. And that was so as Dereisis.
Okay, so how can our Gemara have been batuach about it here? If over there is
the subject, how could Rav Nachman be betorah by Dereisis if there is a suffix?
Okay, so
it's one kasha.
So, yeah.
Also, the Gemara here was saying that Lo'ilom has got din of karka, or Lo'ilom has got din of tadlin.
The reason that even though we're so sure here when they had a suffix over there is because it's two different subjects.
Right. Me'achos. Yeah.
How did
we
leave off at the end? Conclusion?
How did Tois end off?
No, don't. How did we pass in Bolivar?
Oh, well, the Avodah of the Karka, by the Reises, the din of Karka, and by the Rabbanon, Reb Nachman holds it's got din of Metatlin.
No?
Reb Nachman holds that way, yeah. Shaila Halach Lameisa, we saw the Balagan about it, because on the one hand, you have Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman is always Halach like him. On the other hand, Reb Nachman was based on the idea of Shibudim is love the Reis, and we all Shibudim the Reis. And so Halach Lameisa is a little bit more complicated. We spoke about it in the Rosh, we learned it over there. But if you follow ship with Reb Nachman, if you want to rely on Reb Nachman, by the Reis says it's got din of Karka, and by the Rabbanon, it's got din of
and she would have passed it is the Reis.
We passed the Shibud of the Reis.
I'm saying here,
Nachon, that's the Kasha. We always pass Reb Nachman, and Nachman is holding Shibud of the Reis.
But in Hebrew, it's 41.
Ah, it was also
41. Did they end up taking away their homes or not?
Huh?
Did he end up taking away their homes?
He fell, yeah.
No, they argued on him, no?
They argued on him, but Nachman says it's talking about Mishnah. No, but the question which we had was that if the only reason Rav Nachman held it right because Shibud Elav Dereisa, it's not talking about Mishnah because they held Shibud Dereisa. The title would have held that way. That was the kosher which we spoke about about a week and a half ago. That was in the Kutas, that was a sticking point in the Sukkot. Okay. Someone to say that everyone agrees that Shibud Elav Dereisa, they're going to be taken away from somebody else. Now, what we said, Shibud Elav Dereisa is only the gabba whether the malva's got a right to take from the actual loyla. But to extend it to the children, that everyone agrees only Rabbanon. And the fact that Ullah holds that you can elsewhere is because since he holds the Ikish Shibud Elav Dereisa, Chazal extended it to Rabbanon. But everyone agrees that taking away from someone else, the Lukuchois, so the children, is all Rabbanon. That was one territory, which he said to answer this question. Okay, so have we summed up the sugya well? You be able to sleep at night? Mm-hmm. Three types of kinyonim. No, no, no, no. Kinyon, agav, chotzer, and shmuel. Which one of them are dry, sir? Chotzer, shmuel. Which one do I want? On kinyon, agav, right? Is any nafka minel a maise if old kinyon, agav, kinyon, if it's kinyon, agav, kinyon, chotzer, kinyon, or Kinyan Shmuel, I don't know another word for it, Kinyan Shmuel, right? Some nafkim minutes there, I said, some nafkim minutes. If I'm working Kinyan Agav, I have to say it's Agav, that's one nafkim minute. Very good. It can be anywhere. Mashain Kain, Kinyan Chotz has to be on the Chotz itself. Very good. That's another nafkim minute. You can't be kuna kauka through kinyan agav. Very good. Nashinkin, if it's kinyan shmuel, well, you can, right? Kinyan pots also, you should be able to if you could have something like a flower pot, right? So, very good. Those are the nafkin minutes. And each time we had to play around to see which one it was going with. So it came out that the moshul, the end of the Gemara, which was saying, Avodim Evedin of Kauka, so which one is it going? Is it, could it be going with Kinyan Chotzer? Could you be going an Eved with a Kinyan Chotzer? If it's on the property, it's on the property. Can you be going with a Kinyan Chotzer? And it's asleep. Very good. If he's asleep, needs to be asleep.
Both, right?
Sleep is not enough. I don't know.
No,
Mars does that to make a chotzer, an evit into a chotzer. I don't know about that. I think sleeping enough would be enough. It's shomu.
What?
It's shomu redaiti.
How's it shomu? Because it's like a huge coming over to him and run away.
Okay, he's sleeping.
It's like a deer. It's to me. He's sleeping. Yeah, but sleeping. But
you're judging people sleeping, but you're sleeping. Yeah.
No.
I'm sleeping, not with stuff.
Don't we see with those person at age planning? It was the person who lit a fire. Yeah. The slave was nearby and was not couples.
Yeah.
So we said, we're not going to be the high end of person. Because the slave could have woken up.
Not woken up. You never said you were sleeping.
Never what? Said? Never said you were sleeping. He was sleeping. No,
it
just said that he was sleeping.
Yeah, but no,
it
doesn't say that. No.
So what was he doing? Just chilling there when the fire was there?
Warming himself up.
What was his master falls asleep there, don't
we? Whatever it was. So if he, I think if he's sleeping, it's enough. I think if he's sleeping, it's enough. But Taisa said, so the Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, can't be going with Kinyan Chotzer because Stam Eved is not Nikne Aridei Kinyan Chotzer because he's awake. And so it's not going there. So can you be Kenya Medin Kinin Agav? Why not?
Because
If he's concerned with his mental health. If it depends, if he's mental with Kaka, if you hold his Kaka, you can't be Kenya. So the only thing left was to be Kenya Medin Kinin Hots. Take Kinin Shmuel. That's the only way left. And that was the Gemara said, so if so, I'd have to be on it. And the answer was, because even Shmuel's maskim, karka, then ID has to be on it, right? To make some type of chibur, to make a connection between them. Chiddush we saw, the kinin agav, which you normally don't need to be tzvoim, but you can't be kinin avodim if they're not tzvoim. That's a chiddush. Why? Because kinin agav, things that move, metatlin that move, have to be on it. He says, dav davke, metatlin that move, because we know tzvi, we can be kinin tzvi. Even if it's not, or sheep, sheep, we can be going even if it's not on it. Also you would be able to, but sheep, you should be able to be going there. And the answer was, you're right, says Tesis, has to be about das. What's the word about das? The pshat we were explaining is, in order to be nikna, the day, somebody else, you need to have killed some type of a spoil on the person as much as he's not there. And he's got his own mind. Kilomenutak from the Kenyan Yadu. Right.
What's the agav for a slave if he's kafus? Agav?
Agav? Kenyan agav, if you hold this metatlim.
No. Yeah, it has to be
metatlim.
Yeah.
You
can't do
Kenyan agav. You're talking about you're doing a Kenyan on the Evet or Kenyan on Karka to be Kenyan Evet? What did you mean by Kenyan agav?
Karka? To be Kenyan the Evet when he's kafus. When he's tied.
Yeah.
Why is he not moving? Okay, if he's in Talmud.
I'm saying what you're saying, he's not on there.
He's not on there.
He's not on there and he's tied up.
He's tied up.
Is that called Metalton Denaidi? Nice say.
He's cuffles now.
Cuffles can't move, so maybe he could be ever then, like any Metalton. He's got dust. He's awake, but it doesn't matter because you're saying the point is
well, to move. I thought the not moving had to do with him doing the. For him to be common.
No, but he's right. There's a now a shayla gabakin and agav. We were speaking like gabakotze, but gabakin and agav. Kin and agav, you can't be kind of metatlim and moving. If they're tied up, maybe you could be. Yeah, Taisa says that if it's moving and got its own darts, it can't be kind of. It's mashma. If it wouldn't be moving, it can't move. Even if it would have its own darts, you could be kind of it. So maybe, yeah, no, I mean, it'd be nice shiny to look around.
That's
not even
good
now.
That's
not good.
So, so said that it's moving air dance. I thought we said that Tosfos Nine means dance.
As I was supposed to say, right, if it's sheep, the fact that it's moving, you can't be crazy. So it says that, yeah, because there they don't have that. So now, what did Tosfos mean to say with that? You meant to say the whole thing's only das? Or you meant to say, if it's moving with das, what did Tosfos mean?
I thought we described it.
So it's true, last year we said that, neither you meant das. Yeah. But I didn't really think through what Yossi is pointing out. I never thought it was this Adam Tzabit. Yeshbe Zedavar. There could be a Vadan. Nadi means to move, but move with das. As opposed to, if it's tied up, maybe since it can't move, maybe in a Hanami, I don't care about his das. You can't move. Yeah, you have to find this one out. Koine Kinin Eved, how would you find out Kinin Agav? When Eved on a different place, must be possible to find out. Yeah. Yeah, we'll find it. Shofanoch. Yeah, base. I like it, Yossi. I like your side. Bishop Misra, is base. Is base. No, yeah, I didn't actually talk about Avada Mechlal. Doesn't help us too much there. Rambam, Gimel Ochav Tes. Yeah, Gimel Tes. No, I don't know. Answer to your question, Yossi. I don't know. Interesting, Shaila. Nachoy should be able to be kohen. Nachoy should be able to be kohen if he's tied up. Nachosim sheim be'meila nusog yeh. Nachosim sheim be'ila. So now we're starting kolchim. We're only going to touch on kolchim, but this we have a daf here, from these two dots until Rava, which is. The Rava Omar, which is about 20 lines down on Dafyud Gimel Amud Aleph, the first word down is Rava, that all we're now going to have, basically almost a whole daf, or maybe it's slightly more than Omar, if you prefer to call it that way, of Inyane Kodshim. So let's have a little bit of Agdama to try and understand what's going on. There's something called Hegdish, means you Magdish property to Shemaim, and there's generally has two halachas because of that. One is it belongs now to the gizbar, it belongs to the mikdash, it's not your property, and it's generally the halacha like that. And another halacha is that there's an issa me'ile, means if somebody has a nar from it, he has to bring a korban asham, he has to pay, it's an issa me'ile. That's the generally two halachas, but they're not always interchanged, they don't always go together. There are cases where you can have me'ile without it being belonging to the gizbar. And there are cases where it can be belong to the gizba, but there won't be issa me'ila. It's generally they go together, but it's not always mocha. One case we had already, somebody's makdish karka. Somebody's makdish karka, there's no me'ila b'kakos. There's no chi of korban and tashlumim on kakos. So me'ila, if somebody was makdish the karka, it belongs to the gizba, but it won't have a chi of me'ila. Tacheni, we're going to learn out sugar, is the opposite way around. You can have something which is got chiyuv me'ila, but it is still considered mamon b'ayla, still considered it belongs to the original owner, doesn't belong to the gizbo. That's going to be the other way around. This is going to be the shit of Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. Rabbi Yossi Aglieli holds that by kochin kalv, the person's makdish ibehima, the Moshe Shlomim, so that animal, as long as it's alive, belongs still to the person who was makdish. It doesn't belong to Hegdish. It belongs to the person who was makdish. What's nafka mina? It's nafka mina if it belongs to him or not. If what? Somebody damages it, but he has to pay him. That'd be one nafka mina, yeah, okay. Can he be makdish and isha with it? Is it his money? If it's his money, he can be mekadosh and isha with it. If it's not his money, it's gizbo. He can't use somebody else's money to pay up for him.
He agrees to my give it. He promises
that
it's make it.
Yeah.
It's
still his money.
He promises
that it's make it. I have to fulfill his promise some other way. I have to fulfill his promise. Yeah, why would someone say, oh, yeah, lie? And he gives the, this one dies. He has to bring another one. So this one he gave to his wife, and I have to fulfill it some other way by bringing another one for Hegdish. Or if he said Arizor, he'd have to ask his wife to allow him to use her animal to bring it to the Mishmilush. To the Meiser, it was his property. We'll see in Rashi when we get there. Rashi the Masal Mechayim. What Rashi tells us, this seems to be some Rashi. Rashi seems to say we're talking about Hari Alai. So that would answer your problem. Okay, so that's the background for this sugya. Why is it negir to Baba Kama? It sounds like it should be somewhere in Zvochim or Menachos. Why is it in Baba Kama? Because the Gemara said one of the Mishnah said one of the conditions in order to be chayv for being chayv, if a person damages somebody else's property, it has to be nachosim she'ein behem meile. Has to be property that there's no me'ilah, meaning we understood is non-Hegdish. That's what we understood. But we're going to see that it's not so possible. Nachosim she'ein be'em me'ilah, nachosim that there is no me'ilah, that's when a person's chayv. But if there's me'ilah, if, for instance, a person damaged the meat of Korban Shlomim after it's already been shechted, so then there is me'ilah there, or they move him at least, the person who damaged that, he wouldn't have to pay. Because he didn't damage somebody else, he damaged something meila, damaged Hegdish, you don't need to pay. If somebody damages Hegdish, you don't need to pay. So let's start off the Gemara. Meila hu de lespo.
Does it have to be something that he got, that the damager also got some benefit from in order for meila to be kicked in? Or is it just something that's potentially meila?
Potential, yeah.
Okay.
Me'ilo de lesbo. Then we can be medayek from the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't say nechosim she'enon shel hektish. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah didn't say yochayim if it's nechosim that aren't hektish. Doesn't say that. It's nechosim she'en behem me'ile. So we can be medayek. Me'ilo hu de lesbo. It's true, there's no me'ile. Or migdish kochi, but they are hektish. We're talking about hektish things where b'mikra, there's no me'ilah. So how can that be? How can you have something which is hegdish without me'ilah? How can you have something which is hegdish without me'ilah? Anyone know an answer?
Yeah, because you can't. Now we're in chapter.
Yes, I gave the answer way before, and I also gave a different answer. How can you have something which is hegdish and not me'ilah?
Oh,
karka. Right? How can you have? There's hegdish,
but there's no
meila. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. That person's not chayv. If he damages hegdish, karka, made a hole in it, dug out, spoiled it, smashed down the building. Somebody dedicated his house to dig his well, hegdish, and he smashed it down. So we could have said that's what we're talking about. We'd have to start moving on to a bisa glili. It's a much more positive thing. Person damages karka. There's no chiyuv to pay because it's gizbo. And it's hektish. And there's no meila. So Tosis is going to tell us that's posh, that's not the intention here. Because if it's mamish hektish, the fact that it's whether it is meila or not meila is irrelevant. A person not chay. The pasuk says, "If he's mazik re'ehu," that's what the Torah says. If you're mazik re'ehu, you're chayv to pay. So re'ehu. If it's hegdish, even if for some technicality there's no me'ila, there's no way that you should have to pay, right? So the Mishnah tells me a chiddush should know that you have to pay because it doesn't have me'ila. I can't be talking about kakoyz of hekdesh. Because as much as mamish belongs to hekdesh, avada you're going to be potter to pay, irrelevant if there's me'ila or not, right? So the Mishnah says, Nachosim, when you chayv, if there's no me'ila, it must be talking about something that's got an element of hekdesh, but it's an element of hekdesh that's still called re'ehu. It's an element of hekdesh, we're now slicing it. There's something which is a total chulin, something which are real hekdesh. And then you have something which is in between. It's got a shame hekdesh, but there's no, it's still called momin bayla. And that's what the Mishnah must be talking about. Nachosim she'im be'em me'ile. There's no me'ile. There is still an element of hekdesh. It's not hekdesh mamish. If it's hekdesh mamish, then poshut, there's no chiyuv. Can't be something that's real hekdesh. There has to be something which is not me'ile, but somewhat hekdesh. Quasi hekdesh, right? So what's this quasi hekdesh? That's Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbi Yosef Lili, you're a magdishit. The person magdish shlomim. He's a magdish shlomim. It's really got shem shlomim to it. But it's still called momin bayla. So mantane, alma birichlom bekotchim kalim valiv derei segleri. It's kotchim kalim, and according to the opinion of Rabbi Segleri, who holds the alma momin bayla, or Rabbi Segleri holds that even though it's got shem hekdesh to it, it still has a din of momin bayla. Kotchim kalim, tugmoitz of kotchim kalim. Anyone who says he's a mekuyim in the morning might know. What's the examples of kodshim kalim?
Chayor meiser.
Chayor meiser.
And
meiser behema, yeah?
Pesach.
Kom Pesach and shlomim. Right, shlomim. All those are meiser, among them. And Yosegli holds with all of them, as we go through the sugar, we're going to see it gets a bit whittled down less and less, but he holds with all of them that it's mama in bailim, that it belongs still to the original owner. And therefore, if somebody damages that animal, you have to pay because it's not re'eu. It's re'eu because it is re'eu. It's not gizmo. It's re'eu. So you have to pay. So where do we find such a thing? Where do we find that it's hegdish, but it's still momin bayla? You need a makor in the Torah for such a chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. That's what the makdish is. So why should it be called momin bayla? So is there a makor for such a thing? It says Rabbi Yossi. It says, well, there is detania because there's a price that says like this. Umal amal b'ashem. So here Rashi finishes off the pasuk for us. Without that, we wouldn't be able to understand anything. Umal amal b'ashem v'kichish b'amisrei. This is a pasuk regarding a person who makes a shvur that he doesn't hold somebody else's deposit. Somebody deposited an item by Ploini, and the guy denied it. And not only denied it, we made a shvur. And the law is, we make a shvur on a bikodin, b'sheker, or who knew? If somebody makes a shvur, b'kodin, b'sheker, he has to bring a kodin, to bring a kodin, osho. So it has to be that I made a shvur on something that belongs to a person.
If you use it also, why is he paying principal?
That's part of the kodin, osho. That's part of the chiru. The shvur is a bikodin, is you have to pay that. So another holding. Oh, and that din is only if it says v'kichish ba'amisoi. Kichish ba'amisoi, I denied my friend, right? Ba'amisoi means his friend, his counterpart, right? He denied what his friend was saying. Mashma, if a gizmo would come along and say, hey, you owe something, he denies it, he wouldn't need to pay because of the kirchish v'amisei. It says the pasuk, mal amal b'Hashem v'kirchish v'amisei. He was mal b'Hashem, but he was kirchish v'amisei. So it sounds like it's a hybrid of Hashem and amisei here. So how do you have that? Says Rabbi Yosef Lili, this is a pshat. The rabbi is called Shem Kalim, Shem Amoinoi, to Rabbi Yosef Lili. That's what it means. It means it's coming to include it's come to include kodshim kalim, which is the element of Hashem, but it's still called kirish b'amisrei because it's still momoin bayla. I hold that Rabbi Segli says this is what the pasuk is teaching us, that momoin kodshim kalim has a status of momoin bayla. Let's stop in Rashi. Rashi, Me'ilohu. Now this Rashi is for you, Yossi, because Rashi, I've never had this Rashi before, but Rashi here goes personal. Normally Rashi doesn't. This Rashi is personal. Why? Me'ilohu. Me'ilohu de be'inon deloy lahave buhu v'nechos. There must be, there's no me'ilo on these nechosim she'er ani chayv v'nizokim. Now, if I go and damage something, that thing I damage must be that there's no me'ilah there.
Doesn't this go according to the lashon of the Mishnah though? Because it says kafti.
Ah, maybe that's the pshat then. Kafti, the Rashi, the Mishnah is kafti. Also, kafti Mishnah, very good. Yeah, very good. Achon, and the Mishnah itself was going personal. Shkoyach. So says Rashi. The loyla, oh, so it needs to be the I damaged property that doesn't have me'ila. Ho'i less le me'il, bo me'ila. But if they wouldn't have me'ila, I'd be chayiv. Ava gam to mikdash kolchi, even though it's hekdash. Nonetheless, ava gam to mikdash kolchi, ani chayiv in izokin. I'll be chayiv in izokin. What's examples? How can you have something where there's me'ila, but there's no, but it still belongs to someone. Kegoin, kochim kalim. How can you have something where there's no me'ila and it's still hegdish? Kegoin, kochim kalim. For instance, kochim kalim, she'im be me'ila machayim. Kochim kalim, as long as they're alive, there's no issa me'ila. The issa me'ila by kochim kalim is only ela be'imurin. La'achazikas dam. Emurin is the word for the parts of the animal that are mukruv on the mizbeach. So you're only chay for me'ila by kodim kalim if you have an or from the emurin after zrikas dam. After this emurin was roi to be mukruv on the mizbeach. If you shecht an animal, so part of the animal you're makruv on the mizbeach. What's matter you to be makruv it on the mizbeach? The zrikas dam. Right, so you shecht, you get the dam, you're in a kli, as Kabbalah, Ailocha, and then you zirik the dam on the Mizbeach. That is what's a matit. The dam is a matit. It permits you now to do what? To be makib the pieces of meat on the Mizbeach. So from that moment on, that you are now able to be makib on the Mizbeach, then it now belongs to Hashem. And it's now, if you'd have an off from it, if a person has an off from it, be chayiv, the me'ilah, kol me'ilah for it. But while it's alive, it doesn't have that din.
Well, actually, between, even before.
Nahon. But certainly when it's alive, it doesn't have that din.
Right.
And at that moment, there's no me'ila, but it is hegdish. And you'd be chayiv, says the Mishnah, person would be chayiv if he damaged such a property. Mantane, who holds of such a thing? The mechayiv in izokin, the person's chayiv for nezikim, his ekshoyoy. If his soy damaged, soy shlomim, so chaver. Who holds of it? It's a basic lily, holds momin bailim hay. And therefore, if it's momin bailim, it makes sense. Soy eyu, koridam bay. It's considered soy eyu. Like it says in the pasuk, ma'al ma'al ba shem ve kichesh ba misa. That's all possible. Gabishwas apikoli. Regarding the person makes a shvor, saying, I don't have by me a pekodin. That person gave to me. The rabbi is kochim kalim, says basically this hybrid of mal ba Hashem and kirchesh ba'misa is coming to include kochim kalim. Hodechsiv ba Hashem, that way it says Hashem, is the rabbi's kochim kalim. Shem hiv kid be'im shlomim itzachaber. If somebody deposited his be'im shlomim by his friend, v'kofar v'nishba, the friend then denied having it, and only mid denied he made a shvur that he doesn't have it. And afterwards was moida. After his moida that he permits, he had it. Then he has to pay keren, chaimish, and oshon. Avar gav to bekotchi shemaim einish man aleim. Halach is by kotchim somebody got oila, and he deposited by somebody. There's no shvur. Could have got seen on bepekazov. Even though by kotchim there's no such thing, but bekotchim kalim there is. You know why? Because you can't reach point. Why? Shehein memoinoi, shechaveyoi, vekurin on behu, ve'ashem v'kichish, v'amisei v'kichish. He denied against Hashem and he denied against his friend. You can have both. The hybrid of both of them and Yachayev, Kol and Oshon for that. Okay, so what are we going to do? How are we going to conquer this sugya? So one way of doing it, we're going to do Gemara Rashi until Rava Oma. Rava Oma is Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, about 20 lines down. First word on the line is Rava. Till there, Gemara Rashi. And then I'll decide which Tosfim we're going to be learning. Some of them we will, some of them we won't. But first we have to get through the Gemara. Really, it's two halves of the sugya. There's one part till Gufa, the top of the Amud. And then, yes, but even to do the first tesis, we need to do the Gemara until Rav Amar. So we have to go through all the Gemara to Rav Amar, and then at least we've done the Gemara Rashi on Kodshim. No, if David, when you speak to your son, you'll be able to speak to him in Kodshim now. Going up a dog. Yeah. All right, Abe, I need some technical information here. When I joined on today,